There's a very fundamental machlekes rishonim regarding the isurim of loisika and loisita. The isur to take revenge, the isur to bear a grudge, and the machlekes hinges on how to learn a gemara in Yuma, daf chof beis amud beis. The gemara over there tells us that kol tamud chacham she'enoi noikim v'noiter kenachash is any tamud chacham. In other words, it's essential that a Talmud Chacham have the ability to be noikim v'noiter kenachosh. A Talmud Chacham is supposed to sometimes be noikim v'noiter, have nekama and have netira. And the Gemara asks on this that this is a violation of an Isser Deraiso. What does the Gemara mean that it's something that seems to be commendable and advisable for a Talmud Chacham to have the midah of nekama and netira of taking revenge on someone and bearing a grudge against someone? L'chayr, this is an isur deraisa, a lav deraisa, loisika and veloisita. Says the Gemara, the pasuk, when discussing the isur of loisika and veloisita, is referring to inyone momen. Ahu binyone momen ksiv, the isur of nekama, the isur of taking revenge, only pertains to a scenario that involves your money. But if it's sara de gufo, if it's something that the person did that had nothing to do with money, but rather had to do with your body, had to do with your guf, he insulted you, he did something that troubled you, he did something that caused you damage, in that case, there is no iser nekama. And if then, the Gemara is saying, kol tamud chochem, sh'ini noikim v'noiter kenochosh, ini tamud chochem, that prakert. The tamud chochem sometimes is supposed to adopt the conduct of nekima netira, of having a form of nekama and a form of netira when it comes to his relationships with other people. Now this is a tremendous chiddush, and some rishonim learn the Gemara kepshutai, and zokt the Reim, zokt the Ramban, zokt the Smak. There is no iser of taking revenge if we're not talking about inyani mom. And the Gemara over there continues and says that what is an example of loisikim v'loisitar? So what's an example of loisikim? What's nekama? If a person asks you to borrow a shovel and you refuse, and you decide you don't want to lend him the shovel, and then in 2 weeks you want to borrow it from him, and he says, because you didn't lend me the shovel, I'm not going to lend you. He takes revenge and he refuses to lend you the shovel because you didn't lend him. That's an example of nekama. And what's an example of loisitar? That's a case where you ask your friend, can I borrow a shovel? And he says no, he refuses to lend you the shovel. And then 2 weeks later, when he asks you for the shovel and he wants to borrow a shovel back from you, you say, I will lend it to you, but I'm not like you who doesn't lend shovels out. That's loisita. But this is a case of chesed with respect to monetary matters, with respect to inyoni momen, and specifically in such a scenario do we have the isser of nekama and the isser of netira. And this is a tremendous chiddush, but l'chayra azoy is mefurish in the Gemara. And the Rishonim say that the reason why the Gemara assumes that the isser should apply specifically when it comes to inyoni momen is because the Torah, when referencing loisikim v'loisitar, is actually referring to dinim of chayshim mishpat. The pasuk is talking about monetary halachas, gneva, gzela, and different halachas that pertain to schiras poilim. And therefore, the understanding of the Gemara is that so too the lav of loisikim v'loisitar also applies specifically to inyoni momen. So that is the shita of the Yireim, the Ramban, the Smak, and other Rishayim. And the Ravid also assumes like this, and the Ravid explains why it's so bad if you are the person, let's say, who takes the Kama, or you are the person that is Loisitar, and you are the one that's over the Lav rather than the first fellow. The first fellow was the first guy who refused to do the favor. He was the first guy to neglect the mitzvah of Chesed. And nevertheless, he's going off scot-free. He hasn't been over on any lav. And you, who only were acting based on his conduct towards you, are going to be over. So what's Takab Shat in this? So the Rabbi explains, because the first fellow is not over in the Isser, because all he is doing is refusing chesed. Perhaps he cares about his car very much and doesn't want to give it out. Or he cares very much about his item that he doesn't want you using, and he therefore doesn't want to be mekayem the mitzvah of chesed. However, Dr. Ryan, the second person be'etzem would do the chesed, but the only reason why he's not doing the chesed is either out the kama, or he's over in Lysita because he does the chesed, but he's bearing the grudge. So again, he is the one who's acting based on the first guy's refusal to do the chesed for him. And that is what the Torah is against, with the Isser of Lysika and the Isser of Nekama, the Isser of Lysita. So Akoponim, this is the Shita of the Yireim, the Smak, the Rambam, that the Isser of Nekama, Halacha L'maisa, only pertains to Inyoni Mamon. However, the Rambam and the Chinuch both disagree, and the Rambam and the Chinuch both hold that the Isser of Nekama and the Isser of Lysita applies even regarding affairs that have nothing to do with money. Even when it comes to Tzara de Gufa, the Rambam and the Chinuch both assume that there is, in fact, an Isser Deiraisa of Nekama. And there is an Isser Deiraisa of Netira, and this is the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch, and the question is that it seems to be contradicted from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say clearly that it's only a bit in Yoni Mom. So what is Pshat in the Rambam? What is Pshat in the Chinuch and the Rambam, who seem to completely neglect this Gemara Mufereshes in Maseches Yuma? So there is a different girsa in the Gemara, and L'chayah, this is the girsa that the Rambam and the Chinuch had in this Gemara. And Rabbeinu Avram, the son of the Rambam, brings down a girsa where the Gemara doesn't answer by saying that there's a distinction between Inyoni Mamon and Tzara Degufa. Rather, says Rabbeinu Avram, the Gemara says, Haba mili de'alma, haba mili de'iraisa. That when it comes to matters of Kavod HaTorah, if you have a Talmud Chacham, and someone is poigeya in the Kavod HaTorah that he has acquired, then he has to stick up for the Kavod HaTorah, and he can't simply walk away and ignore what occurred. Rather, he has to stick up for the Kavod HaTorah, and he has to sometimes be noikim v'noiter k'nochosh. That is mili d'oraisa. However, when it comes to mili d'alma, when it comes to things that don't pertain to the Kavod HaTorah Shabbai, in that case, there is an Isser of Nekama, and there is an Isser of Netira, and this applies even when it comes to Tzara the Gufa, even when it comes to Inyonim that have nothing to do with Chesh Mishpa, that have nothing to do with Momen. And therefore, based on this Girsa, the Rambam, the Chinuch felt, that Halach L'maisa, there is an Isser of Nekama, even when it comes to areas that don't have to do with Momen. And L'maisa Tzmachalikas Rishayinu. And the truth is that there's a second Gemara that the Paiskim Shteltsu that again touches on this inyan of whether or not Nekama applies specifically when it comes to Inyoni Mamon, or it applies in other areas as well. The Gemara says in B'Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph that if Reuven calls Shimon a Rasha, Zok the Gemara, Yerid Imoil Chayav. Yerid Imoil Chayav. What does this mean? Yerid Imoil Chayav. So it's Machlekes Rishayim. Rashi brings down one pshat. That means Kipshuta. That when you call him a Rasha, your mom is ruining his life. You're ruining his parnasa. You're ruining him, his situation. Because when you call him a Rasha, it does him a great deal of damage. It inflicts a tremendous amount of damage on him. It harms him. And that's what the Gemara means. That if you're calling him a Rasha, then it's Yerid Imoil Chayav. Rashi brings down a second pshat. And the pshat is that when you call someone a Rasha, Yerid Imoil Chayav means that the other fellow, the victim, has a right to take revenge on you. To take revenge on you and try to ruin your parnasa in return. That's the chiddush that Rashi brings down. That when you call him a Rasha, you're ruining him. You're ruining his parnasa. People, you're giving him a bad reputation, so he could take revenge on you and be yoreid imel chayv. He could ruin your parnasa. L'maisa, this is rejected by the Rishayim. But again, this is an interesting chiddush regarding the Isser of the Kama, that there seems to be, again, an exception to the rule where it's mutter to have the concept of the Kama. L'maisa, halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? If a person wrongs you, if a person inflicts some type of damage on you,
if a person says something about you and harms you in a certain way, if a person insults you, halacha l'maisa, is there an iser of nekama or not? The Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshen brings down this machlekes rishonim, and he says that since we're talking about a chashash iser d'oraisa, a person has to be machmer, and he has to refrain from acting with revenge, even in areas that don't pertain to chashash mishpat.